So, applying the principle of utility to establishing the soul's free expansion in a realm of its own creation. In such circumstances, in which the principle of utility is applied to the decisions as to what actions we take, in those circumstances, if we are able to establish that clear route to the future we want, and someone pushes back against getting to that destination, it stands out. It becomes obvious what they're about. And no energy wastage, no energy usage is needed in figuring things out. And the design proves itself. And the core self thereby is reinforced. See, as we're successful, that's what I mean by the design proves itself. It builds the confidence, the certainty of the group. And that's the design that gets us to the world we need, the one in which our human energy is free. For us to reach our free future, love must triumph in enough of us to tip the balance away from concern for self in a narrow sense. And we have to perhaps revisit Karl Popper's explanation of the difference between the way in which fascists use this notion of not being selfish, subject or subsume your individuality to the collective. That's a dangerous collectivism, and that Popper explains the distinction between that and what I'm calling an empathic connectedness to our brothers and sisters based in soul sufficiency, in endless development of our individuality, of our power as fully developing individuality. So we who, for whom the choice of figuring out how to grow our love and embrace the expanded sense of self. So herein in our planning sessions, we can see the answer to our previous question: what are the strategic implications for we who want our freedom of the theory we talked about last week of why we obey? And we can now phrase this question differently. What are the strategic implications of total immersion coercion? And putting it that way means that the focus of our efforts shifts to children, both freeing our own minds by addressing the child we were, and to the actual children around us. Because if the beast we're wrestling with is totalitarian, which we're, I think, with Alice Miller's help, conclusively demonstrating that it is, it necessarily starts in child rearing. So this first step, then, which needs to be taken, is withdrawing our children and ourselves in time, with each other's help, from the system. And I thought a lot about that, about how when I could not do what I'm doing now, when I was forced into the wage work system. And that I'm really pondering that, the difficulty of that, particularly as I, take these walks and I see the numbers of folks who have no choice. But to participate in what I think of as a high-tech lynching. To see the ease with which we are, with which power can commandeer our human energy and turn us against each other. Because when I'm out there being faced with this, it's not global power. It's my brothers and sisters who are the actual implementors. And it doesn't feel good to be, to feel like one is hunted. For you hunters out there, take this to heart. It doesn't feel good. You might not want to do that anymore.